Last week, the Florida Senate unanimously passed Fort Myers Republican Senator Elizabeth Beniquisto's bill.
So imagine if you were one of those individuals and the evidence that was needed to bring the perpetrator of the crime against you to justice, you would not have that evidence at your disposal. And I want to thank the entire Senate for sticking up for victims and making sure that their voices and the attention that they deserve is given.
On Wednesday of this week, the Florida House also unanimously voted for the bill carried by Fernandina Beach Republican Representative Janet Atkins. The issue is personal to her because she knows of a family member who was sexually assaulted.
Rape kit backlogs have been an issue across the country. In Florida alone, we have over 13,000 unsubmitted kits. CS for SB 636 requires the timely submission and testing of DNA evidence collected in association with sexual assault investigations.
And according to an assessment by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, 9,400 of the state's untested rape kits are recommended for testing. Atkins' bill sets guidelines requiring the evidence has to be submitted within 30 days and the evidence has to be tested within 120 days. Lantana Democratic Representative Lori Berman applauded Atkins for her work on the bill.
Representative Atkins, it's been a huge embarrassment for our state that we have this backlog, and I'm so happy that we are finally addressing it, and I appreciate your bringing this good bill forward.
Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams also liked the bill.
I will tell you that the individuals, the state employees over FDLE who are working hard to try and bring justice to these women in our state, they are going to benefit from this. Women in our state will benefit from this. Mothers, daughters, sisters, aunts, grandmothers will benefit from this. To the person I sat by when I first came in this chamber for organizational session, Representative Janet Atkins, this is going to be a signature bill. Thank you for your leadership. I'm proud to vote for it today.
So far, the House and Senate criminal justice budget chairs have agreed to $2.3 million to assist the state's crime labs in taking care of the backlog. And Miami Democratic Representative Jose Javier Rodriguez says Atkins' bill and that allocation go hand in hand.
I want to thank the sponsor, and I want to thank our Attorney General and so many others who have really championed this issue, and not only the policy that we're passing, but also our budget, which, by my reading, fully funds what FDLE requested to deal with the backlog. So thank you for your leadership on this, and I guess thanks to all of us who are collectively, I guess, making the policy decision with our budget.
In a statement, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's made this one of her top priorities, called it a, quote, significant step. But she says as the budget continues to get worked on, they make sure funding is still available by the end of session to begin the testing of the on-process kits. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.